I prayed about what I would say today. Nina and Billy were good friends of mine. We used to travel down in South Florida on a nursing home schedule. We'd always stop by Nina and Billy's place in Florida. She'd always have something ready for us. And Billy would always have us grapefruit and oranges. You know, friends are few and far between. And if you have a good friend, you've really been blessed.
Amen.
And with Nina and Billy, I was blessed. We came to Indian Meadows to visit my sister. And while we were there, we were asked to preach at the clubhouse. Mm-hmm. The campground had been there for 35 years without a designated place of worship. Now, I remember preaching that first sermon at the clubhouse and how one of the oldest people up there, her she rolled her husband up in the wheelchair to be saved. And God spoke to me and said, build a church. Most people were for it. Some were against it. But I tell you, Nina and Billy Black, Ed and Janice Mingles, there were so many that encouraged me. One man and his wife, the man came by the house. I got discouraged. He said, you're a coward. Well, I'm from West Virginia, too. And you don't call people cowards. But he made me mad enough. He made me mad enough to continue on. The church got built. And I remember, Nina and Billy, by our songbooks.
Yes.
Boy, did they love the Lord. And when they saw someone interested in serving God, they were behind you 100%.
Yes, they were.
I know through the years, after doing Brother Billy's going home celebration, and now Nina's, I know that through the years that every month that Nina made sure that they donated to our ministry. Never missed a month. You know, life is short no matter how old you are. And for me, I have a tender heart. I hate to see people suffer. We've been nursing home missionaries for 29 years, going on 30. And I've seen a lot of suffering. I've also seen how that the power of the Holy Ghost can give you strength in your old age and suffering.
Amen.
I saw God's grace upon Nina, and I saw the faithfulness of her children. And you know, sometimes it's really hard for a son or daughter, when they have their own family, to take care of a mother or father. Many are put in nursing homes. But this family didn't. They took care of her. Being faithful. David said, I once was young and now I'm old. But I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging for bread. God's grace is here for you, whether you're young or old or in between. And he's always got his arms outstretched. The Lord loves us.
Amen.
The Lord loves us.
Amen.
And even the most unlovable person, Jesus loves them.
Yes, he does.
Some people we have a hard time getting along with. And sometimes religion divides the body of Christ if we let it.
That's right.
I once was young, and now I'm old. And I can say that Nina Black and Billy Black, they loved the Lord, and they wanted to see his work continue. I got a chance, Nikki and I, my wife, to go by, I believe it was November, and see Brother Kenny and Diane and Nina. And she always wanted me to pray before I left when I visited her. And, you know, sometimes the Spirit will just let us know things ahead of time.
Yes.
And I knew that I wouldn't see your mama again. But I also knew that when you have a friend or someone you really love, that you miss them. And you miss their prayers.
Yes.
I miss her. And it doesn't bother me to shed a tear. I miss her. We send her CDs and things of our services and a newsletter. We go by and eat pizza when she lived in Princeton. I never heard her say a harsh word, but I'm sure that she had enough spirit in her. She probably did. That's a harsh word. Listen, folks, we're all just people.
That's right.
We all have our ups and downs, and we all have our challenges. I remember when I was younger, I had challenges with drugs and alcohol. But you know, God is faithful.
Yes.
God is faithful to us through all of the blunders and all of the sin.
Thank you, Lord.
That we fall into sometimes. God is faithful. And he loves us. And he's always willing to take us in.
Amen.
Nina was always willing to take Nikki and I in.
Yes.
Sit down and feed us and we talk about Jesus.
That's right.
I don't know a better subject than to talk about Jesus.
Amen.
He's a life-changing Jesus. He's a game-changing Jesus. And today, I just really have to say something. From the book of John, the 21st chapter, I want to tell you about some people that were so frustrated and confused and so brokenhearted, not understanding. They had left their work, profession, they had left their family, some of them, to follow Jesus. And sometimes we have an idea of what God is all about, and most of the time it's completely wrong. They thought that Jesus was going to set up a kingdom here on earth, and they had left their everything. Peter reminded Jesus, we left everything to follow you. And here he had been crucified. He had been put in a tomb. And they got news that maybe he was alive. But yet, they had not received the power of the Holy Ghost to understand that when you believe what Jesus says, it will come to pass.
Yes. Amen.
It will come to pass. And so they decided to go fishing. That was their profession, some of them. You know, sometimes we just, when we're frustrated, sometimes when things don't work out the way that we think they should, you just need to go fishing.
Amen.
You just need to get away and do something and get alone with the Lord.
Yes.
So they went fishing, and Simon Peter said, I'm going fishing. And they say unto him, we also will go with you. They went forth and entered into a ship immediately, and that night they didn't catch a thing. I know what that's like, to fish all day and not catch nothing. I know what it's like not to get a bite. That makes me mad, because I go fishing to catch fish. But when the morning was now come, Jesus stood on the shore. Oh, glory to God. But the disciples knew not that it was Jesus. They never recognized him. You see, a lot of times God's word tells us exactly what's going to happen. And when it happens, we don't recognize until we get serious with Jesus.
Come on.
And when the morning was come, Jesus stood on the shore. They didn't know it was him. Jesus, he hollered out there, children, have ye any meat? Have ye caught any fish? They answered him, no. And he said unto them, cast the net on the right side of the ship, and you shall find some fish. They cast therefore, and now they were not able to draw it for the multitude of fishes. You know what? Obedience is better than sacrifice.
Amen.
Amen.
When God speaks to us and tells us, and we know, listen, the Spirit will bear witness with our spirit that God is speaking to you.
Come on, amen.
And if it's uplifting, and if it's encouraging, and if it's something that will glorify Him, then, and we don't do it, then not only do we miss out on blessings, but other people misses out on blessings.
That's right.
Some people have asked me, how did you make it in full-time nursing home ministry? Faith. Faith. What you going to do when you get older? Have you got 401k? Are you putting back money? And usually I'd say, it's really none of your business. I'm following Jesus. So I'm standing before you, an old man, just like Nina, become an old lady, and I'm ready to go home when he calls me.
Thank you,
man. I'm ready to go home. God wants you to be ready.
Yes.
We know not. We know not when it's going to be our time. Don't understand death. Don't understand God a lot of times. Good people die young.
Right.
We never know. Mm-hmm. We never know. Therefore, that disciple whom Jesus loved said unto Peter, it is the Lord. Now, when Simon Peter heard that it was the Lord, he girt his fisher's coat unto him, for he was naked, and did cast himself into the sea. When Peter recognized that it might be Jesus, he jumped out of the boat. Many of us are staying in the boat for its sake.
That's
many
true.
Of us are living a life of comfort and ease,
come on,
thinking we're doing God a favor whenever we go to church or we help somebody or give something. But I want to tell you, Peter was a man that he loved the Lord.
Yes.
He was in love with Jesus.
Amen.
Nina was in love with Jesus.
Yes.
Glory to God. And when Peter thought that it was his Lord, he jumped and swam to the shore.
Amen.
Now here's the part I really love. The other disciples came in a little ship. It wasn't far from land. It was 200 cubits, dragging the net with fishes. As soon as they were come to land, they saw a fire of coals there, and fish lay thereon and bread. Listen, Jesus wants you to know that he's prepared a place for you in heaven. He's prepared the marriage supper of the Lamb where we could all come and dine.
Amen.
Thank you.
And these disciples, when they saw, listen, our Lord, the Son of the living God, had risen from the grave, and here he was out there to encourage his disciples by having fish and bread on the fire.
Thank you, Jesus. Yes.
Listen, he wants to do that for you too.
Yes.
You may be living in confusion right now. There are things happening in your life or your families that you don't understand. There may be things happening that is confusing you, and Jesus wants you to know that he wants you to come and dine and be filled with the Holy Ghost and with fire.
Amen.
God has good things for those that will simply humble ourselves in the sight of the Lord, and he will lift us up.
Amen.
Yes.
You don't have to follow these traditions and all these things that has divided the body of Christ. All you have to do is love Jesus.
Yes,
love Jesus.
Yes, yes.
I'm sure that Diane and family just didn't understand why day after day after day for several years that she finally got to go home. Her husband, Brother Billy, he suffered. You know, some way, we don't know about things till we get there.
That's right.
We can give people good, godly advice. Oh, all you have to do is pray. Oh, all you have to do is give it to Jesus. But when it comes time when we have to live through it, it's a different story, isn't it?
Amen.
Yes.
It's a different story.
Yes.
I don't want people trying to tell me how to live my life. I want to get in God's Word, and I want to hear the Holy Ghost speak to me and tell me whether I should go this way or that way. Sometimes I don't know which end is up. But the Bible says our faith makes us whole. I believe God wants to do good things for everybody in here. Come on.
Yes, yes.
He's got good things for you. And I tell you, some of the things I really love about Jesus, he brings us peace. Yes.
Amen.
I tell you what, I've spent so many years trying to listen to this doctrine and that doctrine and religion here and religion there. I didn't know what to do, and I just decided to follow Jesus.
Amen.
I decided to jump out of the boat and swim over there where he's at and sit down by my Lord and eat some fish and eat some bread and just to be near him.
Come
I want to feel his presence,
Amen.
Not just on the
Amen.
Time, but
Amen.
I want to feel his presence
Thank
all
you.
The time.
Yes, all the time.
I felt the Lord every time we prayed with Nina.
Yes.
God's glory come into the place. I know she lived a long, good life. It was time. God's timing is perfect. God's timing is always right. God will always do the best thing for you.
Amen.
We may not understand it. We may not understand it. But it's always the right thing. Jesus said unto them, bring the fish which you caught. Simon Peter went up and drew the net to land full of great fishes, and he sat down and counted them. 153 fish. Now I remember my son and I, before we came up to spend the summer, we went out to fish for crappies, specks. They say it different. But anyway, we got on a bed of them things, and you couldn't get your hand around them. And oh, we filleted those, Pastor Nicky and I, and you talking about some good eating. Some good eating. 153, and there were so many, yet was not the net broken. And this is the last verse. Note. Two more verses. Jesus said unto them,
come and dine.
Come and dine. I want to say this. No matter how far in sin you have gone or you are in sin now, Jesus is saying, come and die. I got something. I got something that's really going to matter. I tell you, we're always searching for this and wanting something better and bigger and better. And most of us has not learned to be content with what God gives us. And then we wonder why we can't feel His blessings. We wonder why that we're walking around without God's favor in our life. It's because God's not going to bless you anymore until you're thankful for what you got now.
Hallelujah. Amen. Amen.
Yes. It's true.
Nina was thankful for her family.
Yes, she was.
Amen.
Yes, she was. She was thankful. Come and die. None of the disciples asking who you are, knowing that it was the Lord. It's time for us to know that Jesus Christ is real.
Amen.
It's time for us to start living our lives in a manner
Amen.
That people, we don't have to run around with a Bible under our arm, or they don't have to run around just talking about God all the time, but they can just see there's something different about
us. Amen.
And there is something different about us. We are sealed by the Holy Ghost until that day.
Amen.
And thank God, no matter what happens in my life, God has always been faithful.
Yes.
And He's going to take care of you. I feel in my spirit today that there is some troubled people in this place.
Yes.
And listen, Jesus said, let not your heart be troubled.
That's right.
Let not your heart be troubled. I grieve because of the passing of Nina, but yet I rejoice. But I'm still just a human being,
yes.
And you are still just a human being.
Yes.
We need the Lord.
Thank
yes.
You.
People need the Lord.
Amen.
And I'm going to close with that. No, I won't. Jesus then come and take the bread and giveth them and fish likewise. Jesus has something for all of us in here today that we don't have yet.
Amen.
And that's a closer walk.
Amen.
Sister Nine, say.
Thank you, Jesus.
And I want to give you an invitation.
Thank you.
You know, when I did Brother Billy going home, I stood at the casket and I gave the invitation. And this guy was part of the family, I believe. He was in a service uniform. And he came up and answered the call. And he knelt down by the casket and gave his heart to the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
And I thought, God, you are so wonderful that one goes out and you bring one in. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God is wonderful.
Yes.
And He loves us like nobody can ever love us.
Amen.
I've never been loved by anyone like Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
True.
And I pray I can be faithful all the way to the end.
Amen.
I pray that but you know why? The psalmist said, precious in the eyes of the Lord are the death of His saints. Now I don't know how. I do know what Sister Diane said, her mama did. Nina was so happy. So perhaps I think what I think and what the Word says is a little different. But I think that He's there to help us take that last step.
Amen.
That last step.
Yes.
And I want to say this to you today. If you're not aware that it's Jesus on the back, if you're not aware of what's really going on in the spirit today,
Amen.
Then you need to surrender your life to Jesus and be filled with the Holy Ghost. And whatever gifts He wants to give you, receive them and use them for His glory.
Amen.
Listen, most of us in here are old, but there's some precious young ones here.
Yes.
And I want to say that summer before last, there was five young people that came knocking on our door to be saved at Indian Meadows. Jesus wants to save and wants young people to get committed to Him.
Yes.
And so, if I could if I could just get you to play a little something there. And I'm going to ask you, we've got altars here. I'm going to ask you. No, I'm going to beg you. If you're not where you should be with God, I'm going to ask you to come to this altar. You might need to get saved, or you just might be drifting away. Is there anyone here today that will say, I'm going to stand up and show the world that I need to get closer to the Lord.
Thank you.
By coming to this altar.
Amen.
While we wait, don't put it off. Don't put it off. Young or old, don't put it off. Would you come? Oh, how he loves you. How he loves you. If you died today, where would you be? Heaven or hell? Now, you don't have to believe what I'm saying, but this word says, Jesus told Nicodemus, unless you're born again, you can't enter into the kingdom of God.
That's right.
He's calling you. Calling you. I remember when I was 43, I felt it. Man, I was in a horse pasture outside of Dallas, Texas, and I dropped down into horse manure and everything and gave my heart to the Lord.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
He took the sins of the whole world upon him at the cross. Oh, I believe God is really calling someone to come on up here. You'll be glad you did.
Yes, amen. Thank you for Craig. Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Oh. Thank you, Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Have your way, Lord, in my life.
Holy Ghost, right now. Holy Ghost.
Fill us all over, Father, Lord. May you be glorified in our lives.
Unless you become like a little child, you cannot enter into the kingdom of God.
Amen.
Oh, what's your age? 8. This young girl. She made sure I got her attention.
Precious.
God bless you, Craig. God bless you, Janice.
Amen.
God bless you, God. I thank you. God bless you. Praise God.